Numbers 21st chapter. That's way back there. That's back there where the pages are stuck together. They'll look at you all. Numbers 21. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Fourth verse, we'll read 4 through 9. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, compassed the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading. Again, Lord, comes the hour, Father, that we stand, O Father, and depend upon you to deliver the word. We ask you, Father, to open our hearts and let us, O God, receive that which you would have for us. We ask you, Lord, to just take these lips of clay. Use me, O God, as you would see fit. But most of all, Lord, that your message would accomplish that which you have intended. We ask you, Father, to allow us just these few moments, O God, to be your servant. For it's in the name of Jesus that I ask you. Amen. I'm going to ask you a serious question this morning. How many of you in this room would like to just throw up your hand and quit? Be honest. Yes, many, many hands went up. I'm going to ask you another question. How many of the people in this room this morning would like to see the pews filled?
Amen.
Oh, well now wait a minute here. First question I ask you, you'd like to throw up your hands and quit. And many hands went up. Second question was, would you like to see the pews filled? All the hands went up. Well, make up your mind. What do you want to do? Do you want to quit or do you want to fill the pews? You see, the two don't work together. No, it does not. If we throw up our hands and quit, are the pews going to be filled? If they are, it's going to be crashed down by the doors and who knows what come in. Yes. So you see, we can't make up our own mind, can we? We can't make up our mind what we want to do, let alone how to do it. So,
quit what?
Quit everything. True enough. No. I did not say that.
No, you didn't.
No. There wouldn't have been a hand went up.
Right.
If I said it that way, no. What I meant was, would you want to throw up your hands and quit, just get tired of working and seeing nothing accomplished? I said to Cindy the other day, I said, just like to dig a hole and pull myself in and close it up. Why? Why? Because we get tired. We get restless. The peoples that I just read to you about was the people of Israel, how they were going through the time when they was out there in the desert. They was had nothing but the manna to eat, which completely supplied every need they had. Manna, I don't know what it's made of, but it had all the nutrients in it that they need. It had everything that they possibly could want within it because God supplied it. But they got tired of it. They got tired. They got tired of it. They said, well, it's all got to eat. And we hear that every day. Well, now we start complaining, start griping. Doesn't that sound like us? Yep. We get tired of this and that and the other thing. Although God had supplied everything they need, they wasn't happy. They was tired. They wanted to quit. They went, yes. Why'd you bring us out here? The Lord brought us up out of the land of Egypt where we had lots of good stuff. And you brought us out here in the middle of the desert to die out here. Why, Lord? Why is this happening to me, you know? And they complained to a point that God got tired of it. He said, I don't want to hear this. So what did he do? He sent fiery serpent, snakes, poisonous snakes, to infiltrate within the camp, and it bit them and it killed them. Died. Lots of them died. And then when they looked on the situation now, they had changed a little bit. They weren't so much tired of the man anymore as they was tired of getting bit by the snakes and dying. So they had to change just a little bit. So they said, Moses, you pray to God that he take away these snakes, these poison serpents. You see, you take them away. We won't die. And so Moses did just that. He got on the horn and he talked to God because he was always really, really, really close there. He was right there talking to God. Did God take them away? Uh-uh. He did not take those fiery serpents away, but he made a way that they wouldn't die. Yes, he said to Moses, he said, you make one and you put him on a stick. You make him out of brass and you do whatever it takes to make him, and you put him on a stick and you lift him up in the air. Then he said, if anybody gets bit by one of these poisonous snakes and he looks upon this serpent of brass, then he will live. Where is that serpent of brass today? Where is that serpent of brass? Where do you see it, Sydney?
Where do I see it? Yeah. Cross.
Where do you see it? Where do you see that serpent of brass? Now think about it a minute. When you go into the hospitals, what do you see? What do you see? You see that serpent of brass.
The caduceus.
On a pole.
Caduceus. It's called a caduceus.
Okay, but he is a serpent on a pole. But he's representative of healing.
Yes, he is.
He is representative of healing. Not that there's a thing in that brass serpent that was lifted up on the pole that wasn't anything in it to do any healing, but it was the obedience that it took for those people to look upon this serpent in faith, believing that it was going to heal them because God said it would. And it did. They did not die. Yes, he didn't take away the fiery serpent, but he did make a way that it was no longer a killer. Just exactly like the cross of Jesus Christ. He said in the words that I read to you already there in the book of St. John, 3rd chapter, one we're really familiar with, 14th and 15th verse, he said, if Jesus would be lifted up, if he would be lifted up, that men would live. Yes, the exact same thing. Faith believing in Jesus Christ. Yes, Christ has power, much, much more power than animals swirling circling in on the pole, but it was the faith to believe in God that Jesus Christ is able to save us from what? The fiery serpent? Still yet. Yes. People, I ask you a question. Would you like to just throw up your hands and quit? Yes, they did just that. They wanted to throw up their hands and quit to send me back to Egypt where we've got it made. Yeah. Well, what are you here today? What are you here today? Oh, I'd just like to quit. Or I don't know what it's all about. I'm just being crushed all over. They said there's all these bad things are happening to me. Look around and about you. You see sickness on every hand. You see all these things happening. But you see, we fail to realize that it may be just because we wanted to quit. Just because we doubted Christ, we doubt God's power, we no longer think of Him as perfect healing. We no longer think that the Almighty God is the only way. Yes, the manna that He provided in the desert, Jesus Christ is the manna for us today. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yes, too many times, I believe it, that our complaining is exactly what our problems are. Is our complaining about what God has given every one of us everything that we could possibly need. And a lot of things that we just really wanted. Yes. He supplies everything that we need exactly. And what do? We cry and we complain every day. We want more. We don't have this. That old car of mine ain't worth a dime. Or, boy, I'd like to have a new this or that or the other thing when the very thing that you got works perfectly. It may be a little rusty. It may be a little tarnished here or there around the edges, but it's working real good. God supplies everything that we need, and we don't do anything but complain about it. Be careful. Be careful how we complain about what God has given us, all the goodness that He has supplied us, because He just might send a fiery serpent. He just might send a fiery serpent to put us in line, to get us back to where we need to be. Yes. I think a lot of times that we bring a lot of this stuff upon ourselves just simply by complaining. I've seen people that had everything that you could possibly could think of and not happy. The more they have, the more they want, the thing that they think they need, they don't need. Then I've seen other people that didn't look like they had anything. Live in an old shack or under a rock or under a bridge or what have you, but the happiest people in the world. Because in faith believing, they knew God would supply. Yes, it would be hard. I don't know what I would do if I had to just completely eliminate everything that God has given me and just stand back and say, well, Lord, you've got to do it. You've got to take care of it. Would I have the faith to believe that? Well, I hope we never face it. And probably you never will. But folks, just remember this one thing. God has given us everything we need. Yes. Yes, He did. And He made that way. The fiery serpents that was in this world, the sin, that's what He's talking about, was in this world, Jesus Christ overcame. Because He was lifted up. He was lifted up there on that cross of Calvary. When He was lifted up there on that cross and He was stretched out for the whole world. Yes. When He was stretched out there for the whole world, He took it upon Himself. He became salvation for us. Yes. He took our sins. He took my sins. Those nasty little things that I've done in my life and all these things, He took them. And He took them to the Father and He said, Father, forgive him. Because He didn't even know what He was doing. Yes. He said, forgive him. And He said, forgive each and every one of us. He does. He became He became just like that serpent that was lifted up, that took the sting of death away from those people. Jesus Christ takes the sting of death away from you and I. Yes, no longer do we fear of the leaving this world, the death of this world, because we know that if we look upon Jesus Christ and accept Him, we shall live. Father, we thank You and we praise You. We praise You, God, for all Your goodness and Your mercy. Praising You, O Lord, for just sending Jesus Christ that we might live. Lord, not deserving Your goodness. Not deserving, O Father, the suffering that Christ did. He suffered it all that we might live. He took the pain, the agony, the sting of death for me. He took it so that I might live eternally in the good graces of God. Lord, keep us, O Father, from complaining, from feeling sorry for ourselves, for saying, I just want to quit. Lord, give us a determination to go farther and go faster than we have ever done before. That we go that extra mile, Lord, although we're tired and we're weary, Lord, give us courage to go on stronger for Thee. Lord, there's so many that we see every day that does not know You. Lord, just put within us a light that would shine out, that they might see. Lord, we'd ask You just to help us. Help us, Lord, in the work that we try to do for Thee. We're not anything, Lord, without You. Lord, we depend upon You for everything. And we know, Lord, that You're going to supply our every need. Keep us at well where we need to be. For in Jesus Christ we ask.